Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the investors call and live webcast on SBB tender offer. I am Alessandro, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Michael Müller, CEO, and Mr. Tobias Näckle, CFO of Valora Holding AG. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael speaking. With me here, Tobias. We are very pleased to announce another milestone in the history of Valora today. As of yesterday late afternoon, we concluded the SBB tender offer highly successfully for us. We won all the POS that have been part of that tender offer process. Today, we will provide you a short overview and update on the key elements of that deal, and we'll leave room for a Q&A later after my short presentation. The presentation with the key information we uploaded as usual to our webpage, and I will now turn to page number two. The tender offer process was structured in five lots, two kiosk and three convenience lots. It covered 262 locations at SBB railway stations. As mentioned, we are very pleased that we secured all of these locations in a highly competitive tender offer process. We secured with that our market-leading position in the kiosk business in Switzerland and significantly enhanced our network in the convenience market. The SBB locations are poised for future growth in footfall and also attractiveness, and will put us again in a very strong position to benefit from the macro trends that we covered in our previous investors information, where we see significant potential in benefiting from the increased mobility of consumers and the overall trend towards convenience. With winning that tender offer and all lots of that tender offer, we can also accelerate the rollout of our new kiosk and AVEC formats. The rollout will start already in the second half of this year, and for the kiosk formats and for the new AVEC formats that we presented to you in previous investor presentations already as of 2020. We secured all these locations for 10 years or over 10 years actually until 2030. This improves also the average lease duration over the group and sets a very stable base for our core business here in Switzerland. With strengthening our network in Switzerland, specifically also in the convenience market, we expect quite significant positive network effects that come on top of the expected growth in sales and ultimately also margin, given a more favorable mix of the categories that we offer in these locations. The structure of the SBB tender offer was quite unique. The SBB locations cover some of the most attractive locations for the convenience business in Switzerland, giving the high footfall in these locations and solid outlook. Given that, we faced high competition and high interest from local and international players, and we are very pleased that we ultimately concluded this tender offer with winning all the lots in the environment of a very intense competition. On top of that, there are no new large tenders expected in the upcoming years. So with the conclusion of the SBB tender offer, we will operate now in an environment where the average lease duration and our partner portfolio is secured in long term or for the long term. I turn now to page number 3, giving you some further results and details on the financials of the SBB tender offer and the strategic relevance of these locations. We see a significant rent decrease in these locations, but having said that, mostly in the kiosk space. The kiosk space where we will transform and refurbish all of our locations at SBB, improving ultimately also the margin mix and the product category mix, and ultimately the potential for sales and additional services that we're going to provide in these locations. This resulted in a improved outlook and ultimately to a significantly increased rent in these locations. In the convenience locations, where we can improve now our network and shift a significant part of the kiosk location into that category, the rents that we realize here going forward are comparable to recent rental contracts that we signed with SBB, but also with other partners. We will invest already over the next coming 18 months around 60 million Swiss francs in the refurbishment of all these locations, including the new locations that we acquire, and around 10 million in 2021, mostly for green fields. These overall investments come with a total payback duration of roughly 3 years, which in our view reflects the high attractiveness of these locations despite the higher rent that we pay that will be effective after the refurbishment. The overall EBIT impact on the existing retail Switzerland business will be roughly 15 million as of 2021 compared to 2018, mostly based on the rent increase. We expect a sales increase of up to 5% based on the conversion of the formats, the kiosk formats, and the AVEC formats, given a more favorable product mix, higher share mostly of food and services, we expect also quite a significant increase in cross profit margins. And given the strengthening of our network in Switzerland, we can also further improve the cost effectiveness of our operations. For 2019, that will be affected, as mentioned, by the now accelerated rollout. We expect and confirm our guidance at the lower end of the range in an environment where we enjoy a quite good course of business so far in that year. With that, I turn to the last page already, page number 4. This gives you an overview of the store network as of 2021. You see that we can, first of all, increase our store count with SBB by 31 new locations, given the outcome of that tender offer. And secondly, you see quite a significant shift from our kiosk formats, K-Kiosk and PMP, towards the convenience format that will now happen over the next 18 months, given the accelerated rollout, and will put AVEC in a unique new position here in Switzerland, the strongest position in the high-frequency travel market. We can start the Q&A, but before we go there, I would emphasize one more time the strategic relevance in a way that we see now the transformation of Valora towards a food convenience company with a higher share of food in our overall offering, accelerated through the winning of that tender offer and through the very favorable outcome of that situation. And secondly, we committed also towards SBB that we will invest further in the partnership in terms of improving the customer service, working very closely with SBB on new offerings to support our joint customers, the travelers at these location, and accelerate our commitment to a sustainable develop of that business and our activities in the area of CSR and sustainability that we already announced as of our annual results this year. And with that, I hand over to the Q&A.
The first question comes from the line of John Cox with Capital Chevreux. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Michael, Tobias. Big congratulations there. Removed a major uncertainty, I think, in terms of the company. But there is a but, as always. It looks like you've thrown the kitchen sink, you know, at the SBB in terms of, you know, winning all of those points of sale and expanding the business there. In terms of your guidance, I'm just trying to work out this 15 million decline in EBIT in Swiss retail. Really, are you looking at 2021? You're plugging in all the 5% uplift with all the conversions. Everything is working tickety-boo, but we just have to remove 15 million from your 2018 EBIT to get a rough idea of where your EBIT for Swiss retail will be in 2021. Is that what the guidance is implying? That's the first question. Second question, just then on the CapEx, maybe you can just give us an absolute figure for CapEx for this year, next year, and the year after, given all of the new CapEx expansion you're talking about. I think a lot of it was in your guidance already. Maybe you can just give us that as well. And then really just a third question on the structure. Is there any, you know, if your sales go up at a higher level, do the rents increase, or is it really a fixed rental? And I'm just wondering, is there a minimum annual guarantee or anything like that, which you obviously see sometimes in travel retail? So three questions, one on the EBIT guidance, the second one on the CapEx, and then third, if you can give us a bit more detail on the contracts and what if there's a minimum annual guarantee or if they're linked to sales growth in any way. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for your three questions. First of all, the tender offer and the decision was driven by quantitative, so mostly rent, but also qualitative criteria. So it's not only that we convinced SBB with an attractive rent offering, but at least as important, there were qualitative criteria, so attractiveness of our formats, and ultimately the contribution we bring to SBB, to their customers. And you've probably seen in the SBB press release that they covered a little bit in more detail what we discussed with them. So we will provide quite a couple of services to SBB travelers. We will work here very closely over the upcoming months and years with SBB to improve also services and experience for the travelers overall. And secondly, our commitment to sustainability was also intensively discussed, not only on a high level, but in a very detailed manner, so that we committed to quite a range of improvements, be it food waste reduction, packaging, that would ultimately improve the footprint of our stores at these locations. And these qualitative criteria were very widely discussed, intensively discussed, and were an important element of winning, besides the fact that we offered an attractive rent. To your first question, which is related to that in terms of guidance, I mean, first of all, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we concluded the process late afternoon yesterday. Today's call is not an investor call where we will ultimately update our currently existing 2019 guidance with a longer term guidance. That's something we will do in the upcoming weeks, the latest with our half year results, potentially earlier, where we will give you a far more detailed information about the outlook going forward. Roughly speaking, what, as far as I understood, you're correctly deducting the 15 million from our existing existing Swiss retail business EBIT that we reported in full transparency in 2018. This gives you roughly the guidance for that part of our business, but we do not, as of now, update the group guidance overall. Secondly, in terms of CapEx, as of now, we're not more specific than giving you the 60 million guidance for the next 18 months. Reason for that being, as you can imagine, we have very detailed discussion about rollout planning, but some of these plans are also linked to approval by the authorities. So there will be potentially a slight shift from 19 to 20, hopefully from 20 to 19. And as of now, in our view, this is precise enough to provide you with guidance for the next 18 million, even though we are aware, for 18 months, even though we are aware that this leaves a little bit uncertainty where the 60 million fall in terms of the specific years. And the third question regarding the rental agreements, also there I can confirm these rental agreements are comparable to all the other rental agreements we have in place. So these are turnover-linked rents. So with improving or increasing turnover, you pay increasing rents. And we have, as we have in all the other turnover-linked agreements, also minimum rent here that is at a comparable level to all the existing SBB contracts and contracts we have with other landlords.
I wonder if I can just have a second bite at the cherry. Just on the dividend then, do you think you can maintain that 12.50 dividend over the next couple of years, given the you know, heavy spending, lots of dislocation in the business? And the second question, just for modeling purposes, I guess sales would come down in Swiss retail, you know, in 2020, because you're actually refurbishing the shops. You maybe have to close them for a few weeks before then, you know, rising again in 2021. Is that a correct way to look at what will happen?
I mean, first of all, if I may correct the view or the way you describe the upcoming years, I mean, we see a huge opportunity here ultimately related to that refurbishment. This will improve our footprint, the quality of our footprint significantly, and all the investments are in line with our guidelines that we use for all other stores and all other locations where we sign tender offer agreements or where we are exposed to tenders. And I think this is supported mostly by the fact that we expect a payback period of 3 years for these stores. Having said that, yes, we enter now a period with higher spending given the accelerated rollout, but we will not at all put our dividend at risk. We will actually rather see quite a strong cash generation despite the heavy spending on SBB in the overall group. We have no cash flow guidance out there. We will not update this today, but I can definitely confirm that we will continue to pay and cover the 12.50 dividend going forward. To your question regarding 2020, indeed, when we refurbish store, we have to close stores, and during the closure, you have a negative impact on the sales. So 2020 will be affected by that, but again, this is also linked to the details of the rollout planning, and we will not provide a detailed update now on the 2020 financials or financial result in Switzerland.
Yeah. And thanks very much. And John, adding to that, you know, as we already start refurbishing, important part will benefit from the new refurbished POS already next year. So you should not see a negative effect on net sales next year, despite the very short closing we're envisaging for a refurbishment purpose.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Gianmarco Verro with MainFirst. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. First, also congrats to the one slot. I have two questions, one also pointing to the CapEx and the other one more to the convenience rent increases. So for the CapEx, I just want to ask if I understood correctly that you now also mentioned additional 10 million Swiss franc CapEx, which you expect for 2020 and 21. So this on top of what you usually spend, this results in my model now for 2020 in nearly 100 million CapEx, and in 21 for roughly 60 million. And on the other side, you also mentioned for the convenience stores now that you have comparable rents, which compared to what you signed recently. But I wonder, those contracts are relatively old, so how are the rents compared to what you paid before for these kinds of stores? Thank you.
Maybe I covered the first part on CapEx. Yes, there are two CapEx elements. One is refurbishment CapEx, and there is 10 million of greenfield CapEx. greenfield CapEx has always been part of our planning anyway, because we also communicated already as part of our full year results presentation that we see quite positive momentum in new store openings, and that we actually expect a net growth in stores. So that CapEx you at least partly can see in the context of an overall positive growth dynamic in new store openings overall over the upcoming years in Switzerland. In terms of the refurbishment CapEx, we have given in the media release some more details in terms of the breakdown 19 and 20, with the caveat I made earlier on John's question regarding potential acceleration or delays given some requirements in terms of approvals from authority, potentially in some locations, still unclear. So with that, I move to the second question in terms of convenience. Actually, you're right. We have some contracts which are quite old, or a lot of contracts that have been quite old. A lot of these contracts renew now, with winning all five lots with SGD, but we have recently signed quite a number of new contracts, as you remember from previous communication. So the new AVEX that we opened, a significant part of these AVEX are actually under new contracts, including SBB locations. And in that regard, we see comparable rents that we pay now on these most recent contracts. More importantly for us, we not only see comparable rents, but we had a very solid basis for all the assumptions for our tender. As you know, we operate the kiosks and the convenience stores for decades already at these locations, which gave us a significant advantage over international competitors, for example, who are not present in the market. Secondly, also with the refurbishment that we started now already almost 18 months ago with the first pilot stores, even longer than that, we already had very accurate and detailed information of what we can expect, how these stores can perform going forward, and again had a very solid basis for our offer. I hope this answers your question in terms of the convenience rents.
Yes, thank you. So for the numbers, if we break it down, can we assume roughly that on the new spaces you experience a rent increase of around 20 or even more percent?
Well, the question is, what's the basis? So if it's the current rent, then the 20 to 25% is widely underestimated. So first of all, you have to put the rent into the context of increasing turnovers or sales that we expect in these stores. Plus, you have to put it into the context of a changed mix. So both sales increase and margin profiles will improve. Also, given the fact that we presented on the last page where you see a quite a significant shift towards convenience. If you compare like for like existing rents in previous years to rents going forward, the number is, as I said, significantly higher. We talk going forward based on outlook for sales in these stores, rather at a doubling of the rents if you compare it just on a Swiss franc by Swiss franc number in these locations. But given sales outlook, margin profiles, that's in our view not the only accurate way to look at the rent increases, but it's rather the payback period that is very solid with 3 years, plus the potential to transform these stores and the strategic positioning of these, specifically the Avec brand in Switzerland.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Marco Strittmatter with Zürcher Kantonalbank. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and also congratulations from my side. There's actually not very much left for me. So my first question is about the EBIT expectation for 2019 at low end of guidance. Is this also because of refurbishments of temporary closings or because of something else?
Well, it's related to the rollout plan, but it's mostly a non-cash effect that we have related to these rollout plans. So it's given the change in the lease agreements for accounting purposes, we have to you have some negative effects that bring us rather to the lower end of the guidance.
Also because the higher rents kick in as soon as you have refurbished stores.
Yeah, but this will have no significant impact on 2019. Mm. It's mostly the non-cash effects from accounting in terms of the change of the contracts. Plus, ultimately, as you can imagine, it's quite an operation what we start here now to refurbish the stores over the next 18 months in that scale. So we're a little bit more cautious, but still confirm our guidance for 2019.
Okay, great. And then maybe I'm not aware anymore of the new kiosk format. Could you enlighten me there once again? What is new about the new kiosk format?
Well, it's a fair question. We just started to open the first new kiosk formats with the new look and feel. You will see that over the next couple of weeks. The first store opened very recently in the new look and feel, but the elements that you find in the store have been widely tested in several locations over the last couple of months. Ultimately, actually going back again almost 2 years, and you will see now the rollout with the new format. In principle, what you see is basically again a shift towards a higher share of food, but also an expansion of our service offering and the overall customer experience in these stores.
Okay, great. So I have no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Misha Rölli with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Yes, good morning. Thanks. Congrats as well. Just one question, actually. Did a 15 million EBIT impact already include the depreciation coming from the around 60 million capex, so i.e. 7.5 million EBIT, assuming an 8-year S-life, or how should we think about the EBIT impact beyond 2021 when the depreciation kicks in?
Yes, so the 15 million definitely includes the full depreciation of the 60 million, except a small part of the 10 million greenfields, which you know will only be spent in 2000 or in the course of 2021. But the by far the bulk of that is fully included. So we on purpose talked about 21 first of all because it's when the contract starts, and with the 15 million we give you a run rate impact. So what is the parallel shift downwards on Retail Switzerland
and only on that part, as we'll explain on the, in the coming weeks. We've got plenty of initiatives on the on all other sides. But yes, the 15 million is the run rate parallel shift downwards due to the tender offer.
Okay, very good, thanks. And maybe a second one. The 15 million, are they comparable on a IFRS 16 and non-IFRS 16 basis, or are they comparable or not?
It's including IFRS 16 impact.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from the line of John Cox from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for letting me have another go. Basically, just wanted to confirm, did you mention that the rents at the SBB network are effectively doubled as a result of the new terms? Because that would imply you were only paying 15 million rents in 2018 on those sites, when I thought actually you were probably paying double that amount at least.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I said. On an absolute basis, comparing Swiss franc rent with Swiss franc rent, there is roughly a doubling on comparable locations. You also have to bear in mind the ultimate rent is impacted heavily also by the green fields. So we operate now 31 additional stores with an additional rent. Secondly, we shift kiosk towards AVEC stores with a far more favorable margin profile. This is all reflected in the ultimate rent. And so that's what I tried to explain earlier. The way we look at it is not so much on an absolute basis, apples for apples, Swiss franc versus Swiss franc, 18 versus following years, but we look at what is the expected payback on these stores given improved sales, which is driven not only by footfall, but also the experience we have with the new formats and with a very solid outlook ultimately on the margins that we generate then in these stores. And this leads in overall roughly on this doubling. In terms of the assumptions you mentioned you had in your model regarding existing rents, if I understood correctly, the 15 million seems low, way too low actually, in terms of current rent levels. So maybe you have to be a little bit more specific on this one, on your assumption.
But adding to that, the 15 million we show as impact is the net impact, so that's not the rent increase, but it's the net impact, as Michael said. And therefore, you're right in assuming, as per your model, that the current rent is already higher than the 15 million.
Okay. And then you say, as stores are converted, you automatically start paying the higher rents already. Would that already happen, for example, in 2020? Or is it only the start of 21? Okay. So for a while, you may actually, have convenience stores up and running, but still paying the old rent on the kiosks, and it won't actually have an impact until 2021.
Correct. It will be a blend in 2020 of old rent levels and new rent levels. On top of that, you have the effect that Tobias mentioned. So, you have already enjoy higher sales in the refurbished store, or we expect higher sales in the refurbished store, a positive contribution in terms of margin given the change in product mix. At the same time, you have closures for a couple of days or roughly 2 weeks for each store in during the period of refurbishment. So it will be quite a blend of effects in 2020, and that's also why today we do not update our guidance. We do not give you more detailed information for 2020 or 2021 or onwards, except for these 15 $15 million net effect that it has on the existing business comparable with 18. But bear in mind there, we obviously have also an outlook that we have not communicated yet, or expectations towards our Swiss business overall outside of SBB that are not reflected in these 15 million. And that's something we then going to communicate the latest by H1.
Great, thank you.
There are no more questions from the phone at this time.
Good. I think we've got questions from the webcast. Maybe I'll quickly read them at the same time as you. First one come from Valeska Blanc. Can you tell us more about the refurbishment of the K kiosk shops? How will the new kiosks look like? I don't know exactly when the question came in, but according to me, it's more or less what Michael answered already before. Don't know, Michael, if you want to add more to that.
I think it's no, I don't want to add a lot more than obviously we're going to improve the look and feel. We like to make our customers even happier going forward with brighter stores and better looking stores, but also much more attractive offering. But it will go beyond the purpose of that call to go through all the details. You will see the stores in the railway station, main streets, airports in Switzerland, opening very soon, and we can give much more detail then again as part of the half-year results.
Thank you. Then we have a second question from Konrad Stehelin, Blick. SBB in its press release wrote about free coffee when trains are delayed. What does that have to do with Valora? Was that part of your offer?
The answer here is yes, it was part of our offer. What does it have to do with Valora? It has a lot to do with the strong partnership we already have with SBB and that we even strengthen going forward. We basically serve the same consumers, the same customers. SBB customers are our customers, so we will do the utmost, both of us, to improve and maximize the experience for the travelers, and one of the initiatives among many others is that we discussed that in cases of delays in at the main airport, main railway stations, we will offer free coffees. This can be it through the Café Vagali, so a small operations outside of our store where we serve a free coffee, or a free coffee that we can push to or bring to clients in other ways, be it through an app, be it through vouchers or coupons that we distribute to them. This will improve the experience of the travelers, make them happier, and will support the SBB business and our business at the same time, and that's the whole nature of the agreement that we found yesterday late afternoon, that we established a very strong, solid, close partnership over the next 10 years.
Good. There's no more question from the webcast, but I think we have a new one, Alessandro.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Misha Ruelli with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead. Mr. Ruelli, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. Just one follow-up. Thanks. Assuming I understood you correctly, I think you said that non-cash accounting effects account for the bulk of why you revised down basically your FY19 EBIT guidance to the low end of the range. Out of the guide. Is it possible to provide a bit more clarity what this means for your non-IFRS guide of around 93 million? Should we also basically revise down expectations there somewhat, or should that be basically not impacted? Thanks.
So you're absolutely right that, and that's why we said very specifically on the otherwise good course of business. So we're very well on track. We started the year very well on all dimensions and in all operations. Very important to stress that. So really the reason for the revision or for specifying that will be on the low end is purely due to the outcome of the SPB tender offer and the accounting effect related to that, as Michael stressed, to the very large extent non-cash effect. So that on the cash side, we're faring very well and expect to fare very well on the full year result. We are fully operating on IFRS 16. So to be honest, I couldn't give you now exactly what that means on non-IFRS 16 terms. But in IFRS 16, it's the effect I mentioned, and again, it's a purely non-cash.
Okay, thanks.
There are no more questions from the phone at this time.
Good. So with that, we conclude this investor call. Thank you very much for participating. Thank you very much for all your questions. And thank you very much for sharing this great day for Valora with us. It's, as I said, a big, very important milestone again in the history of Valora, and we're very pleased that on that basis we can now operate going forward and strengthen even further our market presence in the convenience market here in Switzerland at the most important location. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.